Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
At number 12, Chicago Bulls picking. I've got him taking Derek Queen out of Maryland, the one-and-done big. Just a super skilled big who showed all of that in the NCAA tournament. Had the buzzer beater against Colorado State, got 27 points against the eventual national champions. There is some thought that the pre-draft process, if it's been great for, say, Carter Bryant, it hasn't been as great for Derek Queen. As a prospect with the draft approaching, you always want to hear, this guy has blown people away in the pre-draft process, and I have not heard that about Derek Queen too much.
That is from the Eye on College Basketball podcast. Gary Parrish does a great job on CBS Sports Speaks. CBS Sports HQ, I actually show to my students because of how they format shows.
Oh, that's cool.
And I want them to like get used to like that type of formatting when we put together our imaginary shows in class.
That's interesting, because I was watching the video of their mock draft with him and Norlander, and they're sitting there. It's so good.
It's really good.
Like really smart, concise, well-produced content.
So we invited Gary Parrish on, and he was nice enough to say hello. You can check him out on The Gary Parrish Show on Grind City Media. And we want to talk a little bit about the Bulls. He joins us now on Circa Sports Illinois Hotline. Download the Circa app today. Gary, thanks for joining us. We are big Derek Queen people. We've been talking about him since the tournament, and it looks like he might be there for the Bulls at 12. I know that you spoke about this on the podcast and on your show. What are the things that you like about Derek Queen?
Well, he's just an incredibly well-rounded basketball player who, you know, as they say, understands how to play the game. He was obviously fantastic in the NCAA tournament. You've got that buzzer beater against Colorado State, then went really big, 27 points, I believe, against the eventual national champion Florida Gators. And at that point, I think his draft stock was probably at an all-time high. But since the draft process has started to unfold, some questions have started to emerge about how focused he really is on the game, how serious he is about his conditioning and work ethic type of stuff. These are not things that are unique to him, but like I mentioned in the clip that you played, and by the way, I appreciate all the kind words you guys said, you know, like I mentioned in that clip, you want to be heading into a draft where people say the past month has been great for you. And if you were putting together a list of lottery type prospects who maybe fall in the opposite category where they haven't helped themselves as much as they would have liked, Derek Queen maybe doesn't sit at the top of that list, but he would be on it somewhere.
So what I'm trying to figure out, Gary, is if those are the kind of acceptable red flags that you love to see when a well-rounded player who knows how to play the game might drop to 12 for the Bulls because he didn't measure well or he had a sleepy week at the combine. But is this bigger stuff? So I guess is it broader stuff that we're hearing that's scary? And then I don't know if you've thought about this, but are there players in the past who like dropped for these kinds of reasons who ended up being good. Because we were thinking about body types, Zach Randolph or like Julius Randle, like guys who were thicker, and you wondered if the work ethic thing would kick in, and it did eventually.
Well, I mean, Luka Doncic is a pretty good example of this. Looking back on that draft, there's no way he should have been picked where he was picked, but there were people who were concerned about his body type and about his work ethic. Honestly, a lot of the same stuff that led to Dallas actually trading him to Los Angeles, but eventually he just became what it is he was always supposed to become. All the stuff that he was doing in Europe at an extremely high level, it translated well. So if you're looking at somebody like Derek Queen, that's what you're hoping, that yeah, he doesn't measure the way you would want a big to measure in the year 2025. He doesn't move the way you would want a big to move in the year 2025. But just like other players in the past have been able to overcome some of those types of issues, you hope that Derek Queen is able to as well. In terms of the work ethic stuff and the focus stuff, I don't think it's any like major red flags, but it's just something in any sort of scouting report, people start putting together pros and cons. And if the pros are all the things we've already talked about, the cons would be, the body, the conditioning, the work ethic, that type of stuff. But keep in mind, I remember heading into the Anthony Edwards draft, there were real concerns about his level of maturity as well because of various things he had said throughout the pre-draft process, one of which was that he didn't even enjoy watching basketball. But if you would have passed on him for any of those reasons, it would have obviously turned into a mistake.
Who's the player in this draft that if you had to make a large bet would become a superstar? Who's that player for you?
I mean, obviously Cooper Flagg. He's I don't want to say a can't-miss prospect because I'm sure people once upon a time said that about Greg Oden, and injuries derail that and can derail anybody. But I feel pretty comfortable saying, and I don't believe this is hyperbole, that barring any sort of serious injury issues throughout his career, Cooper Flagg is going to be a Hall of Fame player. Now, does that mean best player on a championship team, MVP? I'm not sure, but you don't have to necessarily be that to make it to the Hall of Fame someday. He's just so good in so many different ways. It's very difficult to find problems with his game. I'm not saying he's elite at everything, but he's really good at just about everything you need to do on a basketball court. He can bounce it. He can shoot it. He can pass it. He can impact the game on both ends of the court. I do wonder, like, how high is his ceiling really? Because when you talk about number one player in your high school class, number one player in college in your 1 year, number one pick in the draft consensus, the next thing people start to say is, well, can he go down as an all-time great? I don't know if we'll look up in 20 years and say Cooper Flagg's one of the 20 best players to ever play this game, but there's no doubt who has the best opportunity to hit that list someday in this draft, and that's him.
Okay, so let's take him out of it for a second. Is there anyone else that you go, man, I don't know if anyone else sees it, but I see it. This one right here is going to be a superstar.
I still think Ace Bailey has the potential to do that, but there's obviously a lot of questions about his approach to the draft and, you know, his ability to do anything other than score the basketball. Obviously, it didn't go well at Rutgers, but the highlights really pop, and if he ever reaches his full potential, which is no guarantee, but if he could, I could absolutely see him being a star. Dylan Harper, everybody agrees, has a chance to be, you know, a 5-6-7-time all-star jumbo guard, probably going second in this draft. The guy that I am higher on than most, that I really believe in, is Trey Johnson out of Texas. I consider him the third best prospect in this draft, even if almost nobody thinks he's going to go in the top three. He's a 6'5 guard, incredible athlete, shot roughly 40% from three on a high volume of attempts this season. So in this era of basketball where you need athleticism to play on both ends of the court and shooting has never been more valuable, here's a one-and-done five-star prospect who's got good positional size, good athleticism, and can really shoot it. I just don't see guys like that missing too often.
He's Gary Parrish from CBS Sports right here on the Spiegel & Holmes Show on 670 The Score. Ace Bailey has an agent named Omar Cooper who has been orchestrating all kinds of stuff. And it's fascinating because he's clearly a talented player. But man, the agent, I guess he wanted to be paid for on-camera appearances during the year. And now the agent has kept Ace from working out for teams. And they're trying to get him onto a team where he can get big minutes and big scoring and he can rise right away. I mean, it's just, it scares the hell out of you, should it?
Yes, it's totally been mishandled. Every young person is free to make his own decisions. I'm confident when I was 19 years old, I made some pretty poor decisions. But also when I was 19 years old, I didn't have a career that anybody thought could be worth hundreds of millions of dollars. And if I would have, I'd like to think that I wouldn't have put that career in the hands of somebody like Omar Cooper. Just some background, he's the father of Sharif Cooper, an NBA player, but he's never really represented NBA players to this level at all. He is not a certified agent, so he has no experience with this process. He's not certified, and whether it matters to you or not, this is just a fact, he is an ex-convict. He has a checkered past, and the way that they have just handled the entire thing has left a lot of front offices confused and also concerned. I'm not overstating it when I tell you I wouldn't put my career in the hands of somebody like this. And so for Ace Bailey to do it, it really brings into question the ability to make good decisions. But if you can cut through all of the nonsense, and there is a lot of nonsense, once you get to the core of it, you've got a really talented basketball player that I think somebody's going to take a shot on sight unseen, because he is the only college basketball player in this draft who did not work out for a single team the entire process, unless there was a secret workout somewhere. There's some speculation that he might have done something privately for Washington, but whether you're talking to Jonathan Givony, Sam Vecenie, or anybody else who covers this draft, they will all tell you that the process has been wildly confusing.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
DSW's semi-annual sale is back. Take 40% off all clearance shoes in stores for a limited time. Literally every single clearance item at your DSW store is on sale right now. Sneakers, sandals, any style. If they're on the clearance racks, they're 40% off. So what are you waiting for? Don't sleep on these savings. Get to DSW ASAP. It's all or nothing, people. Shop the DSW semi-annual sale today.
Gary, when it comes to production over prospect, we've been having this discussion about Walter Clayton Jr. We both love him. My partner, Matt Spiegel, had this really interesting interaction with one of the Bulls' VPs talking about their general manager about him while the game, one of the games in the tournament was going on. What do NBA teams say about him? And when you see a guy that might be a little bit undersized, but clearly has got some killer in him on the court and showed production at the college level, what are NBA people telling you about players like that on whether it's worth the risk for a first round pick to take someone like that?
I think most NBA franchises believe that it is, and that is among the reasons Walter Clayton is expected to be selected in the first round tonight. That's not guaranteed, but it is the expectation. Like you mentioned, he is undersized and in a league that is getting bigger at every position. I mean, Dylan Harper will be the first guard off the board tonight. He's a 6'6" point guard. It's becoming harder than ever to be 6'1" or smaller. and not get picked on the defensive end of the court in that league. And so that's the most obvious thing that Walter Clayton has working against him. But to answer your question more directly, when front offices look at him, it's not just that he scored points, but it's that he could create shot opportunities and then make tough shots. He could make them under pressure. It's in the same way that we saw Tyrese Halliburton consistently make plays under pressure throughout the playoffs until he was injured. Walter Clayton showed an ability to do that at the collegiate level. I'm not comparing those two as players, but certainly the mentality and the comfortability that they have in uncomfortable situations, those are absolutely things that front offices identify and value. And it is the main thing that is going to get Walter Clayton selected again, probably in the 20s tonight.
We've talked about Queen, but you know where the Bulls are at. Are there other players in that area of 12 that you think might make sense for the Bulls that aren't Derek Queen?
Well, I really think the draft is going to be interesting in this way. Like, we know what's going to happen at one. We know what's going to happen at two. We're not real sure how 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 unfolds, but we're kind of pretty clear on what players are going to go, just in some order. Once you get to about 9 in this draft, so outside of the top 8, I think the next 8 could go in just about any order you could come up with. Mm. So what is going to be interesting is we could have a million conversations right now about who's going to be available at 12 and then just be wrong about it because somebody we thought was going to go 9 is still on the board. So I know the Bulls have, depth concerns in the front court. And if you're looking at positions, then maybe that's the place to look. Derek Queen is a name. Danny Wolf is a name. Thomas Sorber is a name. Colin Murray Bowles, Asa Newell. It's not clear that all of those players are going to be available when Chicago's on the clock, but I don't think there's any doubt at least one of them will. And they're all people who have been mocked in that range for weeks now.
So that's a great setup to this thought on 12, where the Bulls are. Find a star. I don't care about the position. I don't care about the need. If there's somebody, look, SGA just won MVP. He went 13 in 2018. You mentioned Halliburton. He went 12 in 2020. Jalen Williams, second best player in Oklahoma City, went 10 in 2022. So, look, I know it's hard to find great people, but is there somebody that you love, regardless of where they might go in that range that you said is wide open? Give us one or two that you love that could be a star if the Bulls were smart at 12.
Well, first, let me say you and I are on the same page. I am always looking for the best player and very rarely dealing with positional fits because you can talk to Brad Stevens in Boston or Sam Presti in Oklahoma City or anybody else running any of the best NBA franchises in this country, and they will all tell you the key to high-level success is having as many awesome players as you can have. Once upon a time, famously, a franchise passed on Michael Jordan because they already had Clyde Drexler. Hey, we've already got an all-star level shooting guard. Why do we need to take another one this high in the draft? Well, that was obviously a mistake. Look at what San Antonio is about to do tonight. They have De'Aaron Fox. They have the reigning rookie of the year in Stephon Castle. They don't need another jumbo guard like Dylan Harper necessarily, but they believe he is the best prospect available after Cooper Flagg, so they will take him and then figure it out. So I'm with you. At 12 and really anywhere else in the lottery, with few exceptions, I'm looking for best prospect available, somebody I believe can turn into something special. And a name that's getting a lot of buzz heading into tonight is Cedric Coward. He's a fascinating story, started his college career Division III, had no D1 offers, ends up transferring eventually to Eastern Washington, then to Washington State, only played 6 games there this season, but shot 40% from 3, and then committed to Duke. He was going to play for John Shire, and went through the pre-draft process, measured incredibly well at the combine, tested well, and now he checks every box people are looking for in regard to 3-and-D wings at the next level. He's got good size. He's an incredible athlete, maybe the best frame body in the entire draft, can shoot it at a high level, and the intangibles are off the charts. My colleague Matt Norlander had a nice profile on him last week, about 5,000 words. Norlander told me, he has interviewed, he estimates throughout his career, maybe 300-400 different college athletes, and put Cedric Coward in the top five of most impressive young people he's ever sat down with. So this is a young man who's gaining a lot of attention, a lot of hype heading into it. There's no guarantee he's available at 12. But if I were a Bulls fan and I woke up tomorrow morning and he was a part of the franchise, I'd be happy with that.
Oh, boy. You're getting us excited. I watched your mock draft video. I think you said something like this. Cedric Coward is the kind of guy that smart teams will draft. And my heart sank because that's...
I understand.
I'm afraid we don't have that here.
I understand. But he is exactly that. You look around the league and everybody wants great athletes with great bodies, good positional size, who can shoot threes. And it's helpful if they're also like top-notch human beings. And Cedric Coward seems to be every one of those things I just said.
Gary, thanks so much for the time and the information. It's a lot of fun. And Matt's great. Like, following him during the tournament, all the great stuff. We should actually have him on because he's a musician too, Speaks.
I didn't realize that.
We should get Matt on the show and talk some ball with him too. Gary, this was a delight. Thank you so much for picking up the phone.
You guys were awesome to ask me. Anytime, I'll be here for you. Thank you.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.